It is 1:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Denise Ragas with Bogdan Stanchu and Jonathan Costa. In the weather, it is a cool 2 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. The suspended Senator Mike Duffy is expected back in court today to face accusations of fraud. The Maple Leafs are facing the Columbus Blue Jackets, and Drake scores 3 nominations at the Billboard Music Awards. Suspended Senator Mike Duffy is expected back in court today after his first trial in Ottawa yesterday. Yesterday, he pleaded not guilty to the 31 counts of fraud, bribery, and breach of trust. The Crown Attorney tried to show that the senator used the government's money for personal gain. The people aren't too happy with the Senate. Duffy now stands in trial while investigators confirm the accusations. Today in Toronto, Finance Minister Joe Oliver says Conservative government will introduce balanced budget legislation. He told a business audience that ministers and deputy ministers would have to pay their cut by 5% during a deficit situation. There will also be an automatic freeze on operating spending. Police Chief Blair wears pink under his uniform jacket today at Forest Hill Collegiate. He spoke to students. The purpose was to celebrate the International Day of Pink to support anti-bullying. The Toronto Police Force launched an online video featuring LGBTQ officers sharing their experiences with bullying. Former Archbishop of Montreal, Cardinal Jean-Claude Turcotte, died this morning around 1:15 a.m. at Mary Clarac Hospital. He was 78. He was known for being a voice of the poor and a defense of the church. Pope Francis gave a message of condolences from the Vatican. And that's the latest news. Here is Bogdan Stanchu with news on sports.
Thanks, Denise, and hi, everyone. The Maple Leafs are facing the Columbus Blue Jackets today in Ohio. Spirits are high following the Leafs' win against the Ottawa Senators on Sunday. The Blue Jackets aren't going to back down, though, after having set a franchise record winning streak with their 9th straight victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins on Sunday. The game will be at 7:30. The Raptors are also playing tonight, facing the Charlotte Hornets in North Carolina. With Kyle Lowry still out of the scene with a back injury, and Raptors general manager Masai Ujiri saying there's no time frame for his return, things aren't looking good for the Raptors. The Hornets are coming off a loss after yesterday's close game against Miami Heat. The game will be at 7. The Blue Jays are facing the New York Yankees tonight at Yankee Stadium. Having beaten them 6-1 on Monday, things are looking good for the Jays. The opening day win has set a good mood against Jays fans. The game is tonight at 7:05. The Blue Jays are facing the New York Yankees tonight at Yankee Stadium. Having beaten them 6-1 on Monday, things are looking good for the Jays. The game is tonight at 7:05. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us because Jonathan Costa will have all the buzz in entertainment.
Get clean without feeling dirty. New shampoo bars from Lush are packed with whole fruit and essential oils. Fresh, fruity, and guilt-free, using nothing but natural ingredients, and specially formulated for a deep clean. An eco-friendly alternative. Make every hair day a great one.
Does your coffee bring out the dark side? Try Tim Hortons' new dark roast coffee, a premium blend with pure Arabica beans. Rich, smooth taste with every sip. Be bold. Embrace the dark.
Thank you, Bogdan, and hello, everyone. Here's the latest from the entertainment world. Toronto native Drake looks to score new additions to his trophy room. The rapper's been nominated for Top Male Artist, Top Rap Artist, and Top Rap Album for the 2015 Music Billboard Awards. The winner will be revealed on May 17th in a televised awards ceremony live from Las Vegas. The Fast and Furious saga continues to press down the gas pedal as the movie Fast and Furious 7 sits atop Canadian box offices, and it has already made more money at the box office than any other movie opening in April ever. The movie has made over $250 million and is expected to remain in the number one spot in these weeks to come. The manuscript of the legendary 1971 song American Pie has been sold at auction for $1.2 million. The 16-page manuscript includes the original working manuscript and typed drafts of the song by author and performer Don McLean. The 8-minute-long song sat atop the United States billboards for over 4 weeks in 1972. And that's all from me today. Let's send it back to Denise Ragas for the wrap-up.
That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.